KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 25 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Police in Creston say a Lennox man was arrested Thursday evening on charges of harassment of the third degree and witness tampering. 48-year-old Michael Fry was taken into custody at the Creston McDonald's store at around 6:45 p.m. and was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond. And 23-year-old Paige Hedgepath of Creston was arrested at the Creston McDonald's store at around 9:05 p.m. Thursday for public intoxication. Hedgepath was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $300 bond. Authorities said also the man living in the 400 block of New York Avenue in Creston reported Thursday night that someone broke into his home, went through his house, and stole a bottle of alcohol. A member of the Iowa Federation of Labor Board of Directors says union workers are tuned into politics like never before. Jesse Case is Secretary Treasurer of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Local 238 in Cedar Rapids.
People are fed up. We know that when fear turns to anger, people start to organize. We're mobilizing like we've never mobilized before. We're more militant than we've ever been before.
On Saturday, the Teamsters will host five Democratic presidential candidates at a forum in Cedar Rapids. Case says the candidates will be asked about the issues that are critical to union workers,
like retirement security and the right of workers to organize, form a union. And these are issues that are usually avoidable on the campaign trail, but they're issues that are important not only to Teamsters, but to workers across the country.
Case, who began working in the union movement when he helped to organize a local union at a packing plant in Storm Lake, does not expect the Teamsters to endorse the candidate before the Iowa caucuses.
We're going to let the process roll out. We also represent several of the campaigns, and we want to make sure that we're not putting our thumb on the scale for a Teamster represent a candidate or anyone else.
Three of the candidates who will speak at the Teamsters event, Joe Biden, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar, have campaign workers who are represented by the union. The two other candidates who will speak Saturday include Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. Sanders staffers signed a contract negotiated by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Buttigieg's staff are represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The Teamsters also represent employees of the Iowa Democratic Party. Police in Cedar Falls say a man has been fatally shot in a downtown apartment complex. Officers were called to the apartment around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday for a report of gunfire. Arriving officers found a man with a gunshot wound who was pronounced dead at the scene. The man was identified Thursday as 24-year-old Grant Thomas Saul. Police say a suspect fled the scene before officers arrived. No arrests have been reported. A violent Iowa convict who was on parole is charged with driving across the state in a rental car and fatally shooting a small-town female bank employee during a robbery. Valentino Williams, age 35, of Coralville, is charged with first-degree murder and robbery in Wednesday's killing of 43-year-old Jessica Weishart, of Algona. Williams is charged with shooting Weishart multiple times outside of the Security State Bank in Laverne, a northern Iowa town of about 250, where she was working. Weishart died at the scene. The investigators say surveillance video and witnesses led tied Williams to the crime. A jury has found a Ford Dodge man guilty of murder in the 2018 shooting deaths of two Ford Dodge brothers following a three-week trial. 28-year-old Tanner King was found guilty Wednesday of two counts of first-degree murder for the deaths of 34-year-old L. Dominic and 37-year-old Marion Rhodes on October 22, 2018. Police say Dominic's body was found in an alley and his older body's body was found nearby in an apartment parking lot. Police say King also fired a shot at another man but missed. A sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. University of Iowa doctor who developed a painless, non-surgical technique for curing the world's most common skeletal birth defect is the subject of a book being released today. Dr. Ignacio Fonsetti discovered that using plaster casts and braces could cure clubfoot, which strikes 200,000 newborns globally every year. U of I Professor Emeritus Tom Cook is the author of Clubfoot, The Quest for a Better Life for Millions of Children.
It manifests itself as a foot that is severely pointed down and tilted inward. It's a more or less random genetic variation. There's no real cause related to the mother's nutrition or any of those sorts of things.
Fonsetti died in 2009 at the age of 95. native of Spain. Ponsetti moved to Iowa in 1941 and first started working on what became known as the Ponsetti method in the late 1940s. His technique didn't become widely known until the 1990s and the advent of the internet, as parents searched for a non-surgical cure for clubfoot. Cook says that Ponsetti's technique was revolutionary.
A surgeon can rearrange the bones in the foot and lengthen tendons and actually sever ligaments and, you know, make a foot look like a foot. The problem is, by the time these young children are adults, there's been enough insult to the structures in the foot and ankle that they become very arthritic, very painful.
Ponsetti's non-invasive alternative to surgery can correct the crippling deformity. The U of I-based Ponsetti International Association is working with medical professionals and training programs in at least 70 countries around the world.
You can imagine a weak or 10-day-old foot of an infant is a small little thing, and to be able to properly manipulate it and apply a cast in a very precise way to put the pressure where you need to put it, it's a skill that takes some time to develop.
The Iowa City area is home to the nonprofit organization Clubfoot Solutions and MD Orthopedics, which are the world's largest producers and distributors of high-quality clubfoot braces. Cook, who first worked with Ponsetti in 1992 at the U of I, said it was a real pleasure researching and writing the book about the man who has helped tens of thousands of children to walk normally.
His life story before he got to Iowa is every bit as fascinating as his story, what he did once he got here. He was in the Spanish Civil War. He was a refugee in France and Mexico. He did some amazing things before he even got here to do some amazing things for the kids with clubfoot.
Cook is a physical therapist, biomedical engineer, and global health specialist. He's published many papers and written a textbook, but this was his first book for the general public. Well, the amount of water being released into the lower Missouri River is being reduced ahead of winter, so flooded areas along the river will see some relief. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the amount of water being released from the Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border has been reduced to 57,000 cubic feet per second and will be cut further to about 27,000 cubic feet by the middle of this month. The reductions will allow the river to fall below flood stage in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri by the end of this month. That's a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.